So, knowledge. I can't do that if I don't have the knowledge. The difference between you earning $10 an hour and someone earning $150 an hour is knowledge, skill, experience. Correct? So sometimes people go to school. They go to school not just to get some paper degree. You get a paper degree, but you cannot do the job, is different. The difference is the knowledge, the experience. You know how much you earn. Now, when you look at spiritual things, it's the same thing. In spiritual things, if you want to move into something new, you have to wait till God teach you the knowledge. Remember this, this is the law of God. Every new thing requires a new knowledge. But we call it new doctrine. A new understanding of the Bible. To operate. To move into that area. Apply it to any area. Same in the business area. If you have been doing business in one area, and you have to do business in a totally new area, what do you need? Knowledge. And you need experience. But how do you get experience? How do you get experience learning driving? You learn from somebody who is an experienced guy. Qualified, of course. The same way, you got to come under either in some way of fellowship, not necessarily a legal partnership, but some sort of spiritual partnership, to learn from the person who had experience. And then once you learn the experience with the knowledge, it becomes second nature to you. It's all yours. It's all yours. In every new thing that you want to launch into, you must have revelation. Revelation is one, knowledge. Two, three. That's it. The second point, which we were close with, which is a very short point. In the second missionary journey, Paul has his new partnership. So number one, he has new revelation. There is a new revelation, which is the Gentile. Once he's established that Gentiles need not become Jews, it was a new revelation. It's solid. It's been written. It's founded. It's agreed on. He can go boldly where no man has gone before. With confidence. And preach their gospel. And challenge anyone who disagrees. The second thing is new partnership. Paul's partnership with Barnabas came to an abrupt end. But he did not go alone. He partnered with another experienced guy. And you know who is that guy? He is a prophet. Now Paul was called to three ministries, correct? We touched it in the life of Paul. He was an apostle, he was a teacher, and he was an evangelist. Three things. Do you know who he partnered with in Acts chapter 15? Look at it, Acts 15 in the second missionary journey. Next week we'll touch more on the second missionary journey. In Acts 15, in verse 40, it says in verse 40, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commanded by the grace of God. And so the rest of his missionary journey, as he travels all over the place, he has a new partnership. In verse 40, he chose Silas. In chapter 16, verse 1, he chose Timothy, who is a pastor. And later on you realize Timothy in verse 2 was a pastor. And in a work that God has for his life. And so what we have here, you notice that Silas, let's say, in verse 27, Acts 15 verse 27, he was from Jerusalem. He was not from Antioch. He was from Jerusalem. And then in Acts 15 verse 32. Have you got it? Verse 32. Judas and Silas themselves being, what's their ministry? Prophets. Now, have you noticed something here? Paul was called to be evangelist. Paul was called to be prophet. He was called to be evangelist. He was called to be a teacher. Right? Your five fingers again. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. So using the same, Paul was called to be an apostle, he was called to be a prophet, he was called to be an evangelist, he was called to be a teacher. And Paul got Silas to follow him, who was a prophet. So it's like reaching out with four fingers. And then in chapter 16, he found Timothy, who was a pastor. So now he's reaching out with five fingers. All fivefold ministry. So his partnership involved actually all the fivefold ministries now. Paul carried three, the others carried one each. Later, of course, they also developed into apostolic ministry. Ministries can grow and develop. Someone can start as a teacher, become an evangelist, become an apostle. People can progress. Timothy did. But Timothy was starting as a pastor. Silas started as a prophet. Later he became an apostle too, as he traveled with Paul. But notice, the partnership brought fivefold ministries. And didn't the Bible say in Ephesians 4 that the fivefold apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers will be establishing the ministry of the whole church? So he's reaching out with five fingers, not just, oops, this is very difficult, not just three fingers. It's very hard. Right? It's almost as hard as this. Live long and prosper, right? So, well, let me get it. Paul was like this. You know? So, if he lay hands on someone, he'll be laying like three fingers. Because he contained, he has a threefold ministry. So he goes, you know, like this. But together with the other ministry, he could lay hands like this. Point number two, new partnership. And here's an interesting thing. We have to be sensitive. If you want to reach new things, don't be a lone ranger. Minus tonto. We must reach out new partnerships, new friendships, new fellowships to new things. So in any new thing, like the first time I moved into computer things, you know, I will look around at others who have experience in that. Hang around them. And then when I didn't know some things, I call on somebody else who knows a thing better than me. I had enough knowledge, I had some experience, but I wanted to see how they do it. So I contract out one of my work and project, brought in someone when I first did networking, and remember, we're not just doing small things in the house. I'm talking about networking for professional business. You have to have a certain standard. You cannot make mistakes, because any mistakes you make, you have to correct it. You can even be sued if your job caused people damage. We're talking about professional business here. So the first time I began accepting contracts for networking, I contract out one professional. I had knowledge to do it. I had some experience to do it. But I want to also see how someone who has been doing it for 20 years do it. So I contract, he came, I watched what he do, learn everything he did. After three times, I could do it as well as him, and then I could do better than him. But notice, when you're learning, you still got to get someone else. So any new endeavor, expansion God brings into your life. Now in a ministry, it's the same thing. When I first started traveling in the ministry, I would see how other people do it and go and attend their ministries. And sometimes when some evangelist is coming, I'll be sitting down, sometimes in the front, sometimes at the back, observing what they do. Because I'm learning. And you have to experience something, you have to expand into something new. You have no choice. You have to partner with new people, learn from people. Whether in ministry or business. And so, when God wants to open new things to you, think about these areas. New expansion, a new revelation. For every expansion, there's a new revelation. And every revelation has, number one, number two, number three, reality. And point number two is new partnership. And in a partnership, we'll touch on more. In a partnership, there have to be people who complement what you don't have. It's a difficult thing. But our time is up. We'll touch more on that. There's also 3 points under point two. But we'll reserve the 3 points next week. Since all of you enjoy short, little sermons, And this is not Bible study, but we can teach for 2 hours, which I love to. But we reserve for next week, our second point. And so just remember Revelation and new partnership. And under Revelation, remember the 3 points you must acquire in order to expand. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your grace, your mercy. We just ask, O Lord, that even as we study Paul's missionary journey, as he expands his ministry, we pray that you give us humility to expand, to learn, to grow. We pray, Father God, that you continue to teach us, enlighten us, give us new knowledge, give us new experiences, and help us to have a spiritual reality in the things which you call us to. Father, we know you call us to great things. And we know great things are about to take place, about to come. We just thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all rise together and sing that song, Live Your Vision High. Live Your Vision High. We got it yet? Live Your Vision High. Thank you. Right. Live your vision high in the way that you never have before. Live your vision higher and you will see the glory of the Lord. For without a progressive vision, you will dwell carelessly. Without a progressive vision, you will dwell carelessly. So live your vision higher, and you will see the glory of the Lord. Live your vision high in a way that you never have before. Live your vision higher and you will see the glory of the Lord. For without a progressive vision, you will dwell carelessly. Without a progressive vision, you will dwell carelessly. So live your vision higher, and you will see the glory of the Lord. And live your hearts wherever you are. We're going to pray for you. Father, we pray. You impart knowledge. You impart revelation. You impart knowledge upon your people. Impart experience, O God, and give them the boldness to walk into the new things you have for their lives. Seal it in their hearts and lives, Father. In Jesus' name, everyone says, amen. Praise God. You may be seated. And we have...